Welcome to tonight's Saturday Night Special, episode 105.
I'm Raven M. Harris. I challenge you to invest in yourself, invest in others, develop your influence, and impact the world by using your time, your talent, and your treasures to live out your calling. Having the ability to lead yourself and others is key. And one way to be inspired to do that is to listen to this, the Inspired Stewardship Podcast, with my friend, Scott Mader. I wasn't operating at my highest potential for that God-given gift. So I knew that, I heard that, I kept reading about that, I kept meditating on that, and I knew it was an obedience and it was a sacrifice. It was a sacrifice to go into like, what is my next? And what does that look like? And how does this work out?
Welcome and thank you for joining us on the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. If you truly desire to become the person who God wants you to be, then you must learn to use your time, your talent, and your treasures for your true calling. In the Inspired Stewardship Podcast, you will learn to invest in yourself, invest in others, and develop your influence so that you can impact the world.
In tonight's Saturday Night Special, I asked Raven about what it means to be a reset coach. I also talked to her about her own reset that happened back in 2020, and Raven also shares with you her definition of leadership and her definition of stewardship and what each of those means to her.
You know, one area that a lot of folks need some help with is around the area of productivity. Getting not just more things done, but actually getting the right things done can be really tough. I've got a course called Productivity for Your Passion that's designed to help you do this and then to hold you accountable and walk with you so that you can tailor productivity not just to be getting more done, but actually getting the right things done. What's more, we take the approach of looking at your personality and how you actually look at things in the world and tailor the productivity system to your personality. Because the truth is, a lot of the systems that are out there are written really well for somebody with a particular personality type. But if you have a different approach to things, they just don't work. But there's tools and techniques and approaches that you can take that will work for anyone. And we help you do that in Productivity for Your Passion. Check it out over at inspiredstewardship.com/launch.
Raven is a leadership coach and consultant for small to mid-sized organizations and companies seeking to develop and elevate the leadership skills of their millennials for increased productivity, enhanced employee engagement, and overall better organizational performance. Raven is the founder and CEO of Activate the Dream, as well as the host of the podcast Reset with Raven. Raven challenges everyone to dream without limits. She eliminates the light in high-performing, driven, and ambitious young leaders by assisting them in transforming their career and life dreams into extraordinary realities through key leadership principles that are fundamental to life success. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to our conversation today. So it struck me as curious. I'm a coach and I coined the name stewardship coach for myself, which doesn't really exist, but I made it up. And you've coined a term for yourself as a coach, calling yourself a reset coach. So what does that mean for you and your clients? Why a reset coach?
Reset to give yourself permission, giving yourself permission to pivot, transition, and begin something new when you want to find alignment. I think it's super important to have that purpose to professional alignment with your true goals, your visions, and your dreams. And for clients, it means a new start, rebirth, renewal, and choosing to live their life with purpose and not be passive, but intentional and active, action-oriented in their reset. Mm-hmm.
So when you think about a reset, what kind of, give me a typical example or a typical client that you might work with and what maybe they're looking to do or looking to achieve?
So a couple of things come into mind. Oftentimes it's career dissatisfaction. It's burnout.
Wait, you mean some people don't like their job?
Apparently 85%, according to Gallup survey. And it's someone who just feels like I need something new. Mm-hmm. Or that common phrase. And I think it's come into a lot of our heads when we are in that transition phase of there's got to be more to life than this. I feel unfulfilled. I feel like I've lost my luster. I feel like I've lost my motivation, my zeal. And it hurts so bad that I must make a change. I have to make a change. Those are the people that I work with because I've been there.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about that. You mentioned that you've been through some pretty big resets yourself. What were some of the things that have caused you to go through a reset? What did those look like? What happened?
My most recent reset that was very pivotal for me was in 2020. I was fortunate enough to become the interim CEO of a critical illness recovery hospital. And it was in March of 2020. And in March of 2020, we all know, I know the world pretty much imploded. Everything went on a pause and lockdown, but not healthcare. And that's what my background is in. And it was overwhelming. It was stressful. And it was a time where, as a leader, I had to rise to the occasion. And throughout all of this time of chaos, uncertainty, fear, tears, and death, it really caused me to look internally. It caused me to think about, is there more to life than this for me? What is the impact that I'm supposed to make on the world? And is it here? I believe that we all have seasons in our life. And in that season, I was supposed to be there because I felt called to be in that environment and in that atmosphere at that time. But I knew, I felt an inner tug from God saying, I have something more for you. Mm-hmm. I have something different for you. And I had felt it for quite some time, but I didn't listen to it because there was that fear of you've worked so hard to accomplish this. You've worked so hard to be here and you're doing meaningful work. But I knew that there was something more. And I heard a clear leave from God. I heard that clearly. And it was mixed with fear. Mm-hmm. I can't even say that I didn't have fear and concern. It was mixed with fear. But it was where that faith over fear told me, hey, I have something more for you. And I resigned from my job because I knew that there was something more for me. There was an impact. There was a legacy that I had not tapped into and that I had to go after and follow what I knew deep down inside was bigger for me. And I resigned from my role end of 2020. And I really took some time, prayer, meditation, journaling, thoughts, hired my own life coach to really figure out what my next was in my reset.
A couple of things came to mind. How did you deal with that feeling, that call to go do something else, and yet being in a place where it doesn't sound like this was a job you hated? You didn't feel like the job was meaningless. You were finding meaning in it. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't the worst job on the planet kind of thing. I've got to get out of here. It was actually something that you had an affinity to and connection to. I think in some ways it's almost easier if it's something that you absolutely hate. So how did you deal with that kind of tension between going to something new while you were still in something that you actually didn't dislike all that much?
Oh, that's a great question. And the first word that came to my mind as you said that was obedient. I had been praying. I had been in reflection. I had been journaling, thinking about just life. I think the pandemic really allowed me some time to do some inner work. Mm-hmm. And in that inner work, I thought about, again, impact, value, legacy. And one of the things where I named my company was Activate the Dream. I've always had big dreams. I call it downloads from God. And I've always thought about being on stages, speaking and speaking into people. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's my superpower, speaking life into people. And I felt that in the current environment I was in, I wasn't operating at my highest potential for that God-given gift. So I knew that, I heard that, I kept reading about that, I kept meditating on that, and I knew it was an obedience and it was a sacrifice. It was a sacrifice to go into what is my next and what does that look like and how does this work out? But I knew, it's one of those things when you know that there was a deep yearning, and I feel like that was from God. I feel like God was saying, wherever there's vision, there will also be provision. Mm-hmm. And to take that leap.
So one of the topics that I know you work with, you mentioned you work with clients on career and these sort of things, but I know you also work around that area of leadership and you work with, you know, some high performing leaders. So how do you actually define the word leadership? It's one of those words that we all use, but I've learned that everyone defines it differently. So how do you actually define leadership and how do you work with people in that realm, thinking about the reset framework as well?
It's a great question. I'll start with management first. I believe that management is a business skill and leadership is a people skill. Mm-hmm. It's about relationships. And I believe that leadership is the impact and the influence you have to make everyone else around you better. And how I work with high performers, leaders, young professionals is I think that what set my programs apart is on the personal and professional leadership. We do both. I don't believe that you can lead someone else until you are leading yourself first, when you are leading by example. And one of the things I found in working across numerous generations or multi-generations, oftentimes people don't see themselves as a leader. And I believe you can lead from where you are. I call it uppercase and lowercase L. And being a leader is leading from the position you are in, where you are seen as a leader in your family. You are seen as a leader in your department, in your unit, on your shift. And you can lead without title. Mm-hmm.
So one of the other questions that I like to ask all my guests is similarly, my brand is stewardship. I talk a lot about stewardship. And that, again, is another one of those words that I've learned over the years. People have different definitions for. So what is your definition of stewardship and how has it impacted you as you've gone through these resets and this change in your life?
I define stewardship as accountability for your God-given talents. And there's a parable about that in the Bible, about how three different people were distributed talents and what they did with those talents. We are accountable for what we're given, and we're all given different things. Mm-hmm. And how it's impacted me, and it's interesting that we're talking about this right now because I feel like life is really coming full circle and I've really gotten just like an epiphany or a discernment about this as of late, that when I was younger, I performed in front of the church. I did theater. I did drama. I was on a stage and I did oratorical speaking. And at the time, I just did it as like a hobby. Mm-hmm. And I remember why I loved it recently. And I loved it because it moved people. I loved it because I remember seeing people focused and locked in and energized and impacted. And how I feel that's how stewardship has impacted my life is that I'm recognizing now, Raven, that is one of your God-given talents. I'm a natural affirmer, encourager, and uplifter. And people need that. People need that from a leader. And I recognize one of the ways that I've really been able to lead teams, especially in chaotic, uncertain environments. We were talking offline about Hurricane Harvey. I was in Houston during that time and we're evacuating hospitals when we are without water. And my background was in dialysis at that time. And I worked for a dialysis company. We lost water. So we had to have our staff trained overnight, had equipment airlifted through FedEx and UPS and trained them overnight on how to use new equipment so we could dialyze our patients. And then I became the interim CEO during a pandemic. And it just showed me how my voice and my ability to clearly communicate, as well as encourage, uplift, and support, really help galvanize teams and have these teams to work effectively, efficiently, and together to achieve a common goal. And my voice and my leadership through my voice is a talent. And it was something that I had overlooked for so long of a time that I'm really finding, oh, wow, that is your talent. And that is how you utilize that in the space of leadership.
So why do you think that talent and that calling got buried for so long?
I think it's because sometimes things that we do easily, we discredit. If there's something that comes to us naturally, or we haven't had to work as hard as maybe others with it, because you hear that public speaking is the number one biggest fear, right? Where it was something that came with ease to me in terms of connecting with people through voice, that I discredited it. I overlooked it. And it's a skill set. It's a talent that I have. So yeah, I think sometimes when we do things that are with ease, we downplay them.
Kind of switching gears and asking you some of what I jokingly call the easy questions, because they're not. If I invented a machine today and I could pick you up and bring you into the future, maybe 100, 150 years into the future, and you were able to look back on your life, what's the impact that you hope you've left on the world?
I mentioned earlier that the name of my company is Activate the Dream. And for 2 decades, I didn't follow my dreams. And I live less than, I live below those desires, those dreams, and those visions that I believe were given to me by God. I would hope that my impact would be that someone, many or a thousand or one, would say that because of you, my dreams became my reality.
So what's coming next for you as you continue on this journey to living out your calling, impact the world? What's in the pipeline?
I'm hosting a masterclass called The Reset, and people can find all of the details and dates by connecting with me on LinkedIn or Instagram.
Awesome. Let's give people a quick overview. What would the masterclass highlight for them?
It will highlight how to intentionally, with authenticity and specificity, reset your life. Reset your life, reset your career, and or reset your...
You can find out more about Raven over at her website, activatethedream.com. You can also follow her on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn as Raven M. Harris. Go follow her there. Check out her website. Check out the masterclass that's coming up. Raven, is there anything else you'd like to share with...
No, thank you so much for having me, Scott. I'm looking forward to helping as many people as possible activate the dream.
Thanks so much for listening to the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. As a subscriber and listener, we challenge you to not just sit back and passively listen, but act on what you've heard and find a way to live your calling. If you enjoyed this episode, please do us a favor. Go over to inspiredstewardship.com/iTunes rate, all one word, iTunes rate. It'll take you through how to leave a rating and review and how to make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so that you can get every episode as it comes out in your feed. Until next time, invest your time, your talent, and your treasures. Develop your influence and impact the world.